Each of our lives is a story. As therapists, our job is to show you that perhaps your story isn't exactly what you thought it was.
I have never thought of it that way. And honestly, in the first time in 2 years, I feel bad for her because I have not felt that way the whole time. It has just been difficult. So thank you for, I think, allowing me to feel bad for her.
Hey, everyone. I'm Lori Gottlieb. I'm a psychotherapist, and I write the Dear Therapist Advice column for The Atlantic. I'm also the author of Maybe You Should Talk to Someone.
And I'm Guy Winch. I'm a psychologist, and I write the Dear Guy Advice column for TED. I also wrote Emotional First Aid. And we are the hosts of a new podcast from iHeartRadio, Dear Therapists.
We both get tons of letters each week for our columns, but we wanted to have real-time conversations with the people who write to us and not only guide them, but also share with you, our listeners, the behind the scenes of what we're thinking when someone says, can you help me with this?
Wow, so that's an interesting letter, right? This is a please tell me I'm not a scumbag letter.
Yeah, to me it's I need to get out of jail. Too.
I've been dating a single dad for 2 years. His daughter, the six-year-old, she hates me 1 minute and loves me 10 minutes later.
I was raised in a generation where men didn't show emotions. I am not good at words, but going through it has helped me grow in that sense.
But we wanted to go even deeper than that. So there's a twist. In our columns, our readers don't get to hear how the advice worked out. But in our podcast, we decided to bring people back so they can fill us in on how everything went, what worked, what didn't, and what we can all learn from it.
And I'm glad, in a way, that it did happen this way because I've learned more about myself and what I will and won't stand for in a relationship.
I don't want to lose sight of the negative feelings that I caused her. I just hope that at some point she can forgive me.
We're so excited to bring you these intimate, thought-provoking, and relatable conversations. So we'll begin July 30th with our first... Wait... What should we call our guest guy?
Well, they aren't patients or clients, but it's more intimate than guests, so...
You know what? The psychiatrist Irvin Yalom liked to refer to the people he worked with as fellow travelers, because we're all fellow travelers on this journey called life. I've always loved that idea.
I love it too. You can be one of our fellow travelers. If you'd like to talk to us about a problem, big or small, send us an email at loriandguy@iheartmedia.com. That's LORIANDGUY at iHeartMedia.com.
And subscribe to Dear Therapists on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts starting July 30th.
We can't wait to travel with you.